Okay, now. We saw the Tosis. Go back through exactly what Tosis says. It's Gemara Bechairis. Tosis has a problem. First of all, how do we paskin? Tosis has another problem. Mechza Mechza has a very exact measurement. I will explain what Efshut Samtsay means. Efshut Samtsay means that when I measure with normal, regular measurements, I try to be exact within normal behavior. And two things come out equal, even though I know theoretically they are not equal. Al Pidin, what do we deal? We deal with a reality that we can measure, or we assume it's a suffix. And there are two types of Efshut Samtsay. Bidei Shemayim is something when it happens, it seems to be that way, but after the fact, I can't measure. Examples of Min HaShemayim. You have the sheep, gives birth to two baby sheep. Who's the Bechor? Whoever head comes out first. Two heads come out, and it seems to us they come out at the exact same time. After the fact, there's no way to measure it after the fact. A roof falls down. Two people seem to be killed simultaneously, but after the fact, there's no way you can check. One was 1 second before the other. That's Efshut Samtsay Bidei Shemayim. It's Efshut Samtsay Bidei Adam. I can measure, is it 4 amos or not 4 amos? Is it 8 amos or not 8 amos? So if you take a look in the Gemara Bechoros is like this. Amri the Beir of Yanai the Rabbi Yosef Lili Shamini Lo the Oma Efshut Samtsay Bidei Shemayim the Kolchkin Bidei Odom. Rabbonim Bidei Shemayim Efshut Samtsay Bidei Odom Mai. So there's machlokes between Rabbonim and Rabbi Yosef Lili on Bidei Shemayim Bidei Odom. Mura has an open question. Mura says different. Tashma, Nimtza Mechuvan, and after different examples, Nimtza Mechuvan ben Shtei Ayoros. In the case of Egla Rufa, so if it's exactly between two cities, if you measure Modadu, in the city that's closest, you measure from the nodes. Let's say measure two cities the exact same distance. How do they bring the egg larus? Shtei mevius shtei agolos. Each one brings. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. My time loving shum de kotsov midei odom efshut samtsay. Ukrova vafilu krovos. There is a kotsov that it can be one or maybe two. If there is such a gzeiras hakosev, that says krov or krovos, it tells me not only something about Egla Rufa, it tells me something about Efshut Samtsay. Because it says that you measure, so when you bring two, if one is more than the other, you only one. Apparently the two. Apparently Evshut Samson. So not only would such exer sakosif, tell me about a specific halacha in Eglar Rufa would tell me a general halacha, Evshut Samson. Otherwise, it says the cause makes no sense. Evshut Samson. Evshut Lo. Rabbi Lezer Sova. Rabbi Yosef Glili. No. Doesn't mean that you can prove that Rabbi Lezer holds Shemayim not in Rabbi and B'day Odom. Yes. He goes like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay. So the Gemara goes back. Rabbi Lezer Mishteh Mivishteh Agolos. My love, Hokam Bifli. Tanakama Sova, Evshot Samson. Rabbi Lezer Sova, Evshot Samson. Lezer Sova, Evshot Samson. Vitisbri, Kosova, Tanakama, Evshot Samson. The Evshut Samson, a Milo ho orphan yovil eglachas. So what does the Tanakama say? There's no eglaruf, because you don't know which one. So let them bring yovil eglachas b'shutfus, v'yasnu, v'hani tanay dekul amu Evshut Samson. B'krov v'lo krov v'skamiflagin. So it's in this drasha. They both hold Evshut Samson. But the question is there the chiyuv would be on two? Is it such halacha? Or when it's, or when you can't have one, so then zero. Krovos, the Tana Kama Sova Krovolo Krovos, Rabbi Lezer Sova Krovolo Afil Krovos, my Havala, Omrab Chiyah Barov and Omrab Amram, Tano Nimtso Tana. It's another brace, Nimtso Bechuv Meshtei Ayoros. אז אומר שתי המביאים שתי הגול חומרים יוביל אגל אחס בשוטפס ויעסנו מייקרוסופט so they bring one and they make it night and we my, so מייקרוסופט רבון איקוסם רבון אבשלו צמצם קרוב אפילו קרובוס they bring two קרוב ולא קרובוס zero ואשמע מינו קרוב רבון אבשלו צמצם אפילו בידי שמיים שמע מינו. Okay, now what did the Gemara have? The Gemara has a machlokas between Tanakame and Rabbi Lezer, whether or not you say Evshut Samson. And according to Rabbi Lezer, so what is it? According to Rabbi Lezer, what do? You bring two. Why do you bring two? Because it says, of course you bring two. It's because you bring two. So he has the exercise of Evshut Samson. Because he had that, he learns that pasuk that way, and the chacham don't learn that pasuk that way. Once they don't learn that pasuk that way, they have no marker for this halacha of Evshut Samson. And then what are you left? We don't. So we know theoretically can never be exact. Once you know theoretically can never be exact, so it's always a suffix. Take a look how the Rambam paskins this halacha. Test or tzech v'shmeres nefesh halacha ches. Rambam says, Nimtze ha-neherat v'chuvim ben shtei ayaros v'an shizuk v'shove. Yaviu Eglachas Bishutfis Vyasna Yomru Imzehi Krova make it night. Lifi Chi E Evshulat Samsem Afilu Bide Odom. Rambam is very clear. E Evshulat Samsem Afilu Bide Odom. Okay. And that seems to be the pashas of the sugya. It's a machloket Tanakame and Rabbi Lezer, and the Gemara doesn't pass in the machlokas in Tanakama. But unless the parsha is, you pass like the Tana Kama against Rabbi Lassa. That's why the Rambam does. But then Tosis has a problem. If this is so, how do we have a 50? What was the Havamina of Rav and Rav when the Gemara had a Havamina? And Rav actually said it very clearly that is the pshat until Abaye said it was no good. So how in the world do you have a 50-50? Who measured it? Okay. Not. He said, okay, from this sugya I want to prove. What? That we pass like Rabbi Lezer against the Tanakam. Why? We have a machlokas tanoi. One thing is clear from the Gemara. What's clear from the Gemara is that that this is a machlokas tanoi of Efshalot Samson, Tanakam Rabbi Lezer. That's clear. Now there's what is not clear, something else in that machlokas. How do we pass? So if I had no other indication, stam v'achachach machlokas, pass like a stam. But here, he said, no, we have a machlokas samaroyim and 50-50 here. And we have a machlokas samaroyim, we have a machlokas samaroyim in Erevin, Omer Kaporetz. Now that machlokas only makes sense if we say Evshalat Samson. So apparently, we pass like Rabbi Lezer. And why do I pass like Rabbi Lezer? Why did Rabbi Lezer say? Because he has to declare a gossip. No. Then he says, Afilu mando osar. Rav Kahana says, no good. Why? As in Shun Ochi, when I'm Shun Shchot Rubo. Or Gedorub. Now, he is working within the Havamin of the Gemara. That he's saying, from the fact that the Gemara took this seriously, and Rava took it seriously until Abaye disproved it, however Abaye may have disproved it, but Rava took it seriously until the Gemara took it seriously, Rava took it seriously, Abaye says impossible. So, that's clear. Now, what about the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and the Chachamim? Bidei Shemayim. Bidei Shemayim. And he has the Gemaras and Yavamas and Gittin. William Tomar. You are measuring it. You take from the nose and you measure.
In other cases, we're not measuring.
So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara treats Eglav Rufus as Bidei Adam. Now, some Rishonim say no. Why? Because something you can plan, let's say you build a mechitza, you can plan it. So since you're planning it in advance, so that you can make sure when you plan it, it's that way. But what happens? You find a man dead. That wasn't planned. When he got killed, no, the guy didn't plan it should be exactly between two cities. That's not part of the plan. So what was the? So is it shayach that something happened by its own should be so exact? That's a separate question. But Tosfos assuming the ones that what is the issue? So that it's very unlikely it should be that way. Until Tosfos gets to the very end. It's very unlikely. Okay, so it's unlikely, big deal. But there is a halacha. When I measure, and that's what the halacha is. Even though we know it's not really true, I don't care if it's really true. The halacha goes the way you people normally measure, the measure comes out, that is halacha. Knowing that it's... The halacha has to deal with reality. Knowing there's a certain degree of imprecision. Okay. For instance, I'll give you an example. There are a lot of stupid people out there that say Chazal was stupid. They didn't know pi. They thought pi was 3. Okay. The Rambam writes very clearly. Not 3, except we have to work with an approximation. Al pi din, that pi is 3, even though we know it's not 3. So, Rambam writes, well, Al pi din, Rambam and Erevin writes, that square root of 2, we know it's not 1.4, but Al pi din, we have to have a fraction. So we work as if it was 1.4. And there are all sorts of questions. How to deal with it in precision. That means there's nothing in this world that's absolutely precise. You can't have that. So therefore, what do you do? You have to have a functional way of functioning in this world. So the halacha gives you, how do you function in an imprecise situation? That's it. That is exact. Do you treat it as a suffix? And how do you treat it in times of suffix? The halacha is about how you deal with the suffix. Or you treat it as a vaday, because whatever you can do, you will do it. That's how you treat it. That is exactly what is happening in Eved Shalom Tzamtzum.
And the chiluk between v'day adam and v'day shemayim is deraisa or derabanan?
It is deraisa. Talking about all here are deraisa. Something that means, do you go by first impressions? That's one way. That means where you can't measure. Or you go by the best measurement possible. Here, what is it? Something happens. The roof fell down, and it seems that they were killed simultaneously. But okay, but there's no way you can... Well, how do you check? With one was killed 1 second before the other. With a countless nafkamin, it's not lawful. Yeah, okay. A man and a child. If the man died first, so his woman's not skuka liyibum. If the child died first, the wife is skuka liyibum. Very, 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 very simple. And with countless situations. Okay. So now, until now, what Tosa said is a very, very glad thing. Then Tosa's bumped in to the sugya neirav. And the Sugyan Erevin says as follows. You have a Mavui. 8 Amos wide. A Mavui 8 Amos wide. And you have 4 and 4. Once you have 4 and 4, so a Lechi cannot be 4 Amos. A Lechi has to be less than 4 Amos. Lechi, but if you have Omer Meruah Paritz, you don't need a lechi. So you have three possibilities. Either the lechi is more than 4, Omer Meruah Paritz. It's less than 4, Paritz Meruah Omer. But it's a good lechi. It's exactly 4, it's not Omer Meruah Paritz, and it's not a lechi. Okay. So what do you do in such a case? It's good. Why is it good? It's good because Sovek the Ram Lahok. Wait 1 second. Is that Gemara assuming Efshalot Samson? Efshalot Samson. The Gemara is apparently assuming Efshalot Samson. When the Gemara says, what is it? It's 4, it's less than 4. There are three possibilities. It's 4. It's less than 4. 4 or 4. Why? If Efshalot Samson, just measure. Apparently, no. Efshalot Samson. So Tosas to that. While Tosas has straightened out all the sugyas of Mechz al Mechz, whether it is in Shabbos, whether it's in Erevin, whether it's in Sukkah, whether it's in Chulin, whether it's in Bechoros, he has one Gemara that doesn't fit. That is the Gemara in Erevin. So what do you do with that Gemara? Comes to us and says, what? Olam Efshalavara. Vilimdo. Efshalavara. I, what's the Gemara talking about? Yeah, to make these super exact measurements is a Tircha Gedola. When did they make a Tircha Gedola? Yeshloma. Efshalavara Vilimdo Vilimdo. So Ayde Torch Avalovit Rechuchom Limdo. Show me Sophic. Came in the Bain Omer Nofush, Bain Porots Nofush, Lekach Shashis, Bain Hushova. Okay. There are three possibilities. Those doesn't talk in terms of Svexvekis at all. He says there are three possibilities. There's one unusual possibility. That, so it's a, we have a Suffolk. Now there's a halacha. That even in Suffolk, the Rabbonim Lahakil, what is a suffix? Something I can't check. Something I can check is not a suffix Rabban al-Haq. Not a suffix. Go check. Normally I would say go check, but since it's an overwhelming possibility that it is not true, and it's a tirch gadol, in that case, in suffix Rabban al-Haq, they say we go l'kula. So he's telling me a big cloud here, in Sofag Rabbana l'kula. A, in a milsad lo shchiach, I do not have to check with a tircha. Now, this is a cloud. See, at each point, you have to understand, what is Tosis? Is Tosis telling me a very local aloha or a very general aloha? Telling me a very general aloha. Even though Sofek Shiochel Hezbara is never a Sofek, and therefore, even in a derice, and he's saying, even derice, we go after Rove. If I have numbers of this. Rubi the Isakamon, Rubi the Lassakamon. But here it's a whole different situation, even though it's a milsa lo shricha. So would there be a suffix? I go after Rav. There's no suffix, because I can check. So there's not even. So there's a latest suffix. Use Rav? No. Use Rav when? Oh, when do you use Rav? On a derice. I would go with a Rav. But you use Rav derice. When you can't be mavara any other way. You can be mavara a different way by checking, you cannot use it. Since comes along Rabbanan and says, when do you use rov when I can't check? It was lo shchiach. And tercha gadola. Now, so someone will see this, and he says, wait 1 second. We had an old machlokas. Now we are ma'asef as kol ha-machanos. Okay. Go back. Sugya daf tes omer aleph. Chulin. Familiar masechta. Okay. Why do you check treifas and when don't you check treifas? Okay, when do you check treifas and when don't you check treifas? You go out. So, Rov Behemoth Kshevus, right? So, do you have to check the Reya, except for the Rashba, we'll get to the Rashba. Now, second, except for the Rashba, who says you have to check treifas? The Reya? No one. Why go after Rov? You go after a Rov. You can check. So apparently, even with the Rov, and you can check, you don't have to check. What Tosis is talking about. And even according to the Rashba, you check because you open up, you're going to open up the animal anyway, and you're going to see it right in front of your eyes, so you're not allowed to misalim and risa. But every other case, You don't have to check. That's only drabbanan. So what is Tosfos going to tell us about treifas? Why do you have to check a treifa? Zero. And he says in a deraisa, even with a tircha and a milsa lo shriach. Milsa lo shriach. Okay, what's the milsa? And a mere chain of motzli. Only Reb Meir worries about a mere chain of motzli. We don't worry about a mere chain of motzli. Even in Drabon, we don't worry about it. In Milsa Lo Shriach, some of the Chinese, that it should be exact. You get it. It's a weird situation. The rice, I'd have to check. Why? Question is clear? Mm-hmm. Question is very clear. So, see, that's when you work through a sugya, you have to say, what is the klal? What comes out of it? What's halacha? How does it fit with everything I know? That's how you learn a sugya. That's how you learn a sugya. Okay?
Rebbe's saying here there should be a rope to be matir in the case of the
Levitza? I said, what is he, Emil says, lo shchir, he got, what does he say? The fact that it should be exactly four is a milsa lo shchiach, right? Tosis has drabonon, milsa lo shchiach, and tirch yoseva, right? All three add up together, do not check, right? It's, you know, it's a threesome together. I said, wait 1 second, I'll show you with the raisa, but it doesn't apply. If I have treifas in 49% of the animal, deraisa, do I have to check? No. Well, we say we go after a rove. Right? Only with the rabbanan I check when in a mira motzi. Mir chain of motzi, I don't check. Now it's a machlokas, what mira motzi is 10%, 4%. So obviously, what's Tosfos doing here? And then we see other Rishonim. They quote this. Let's see. So, think about it. It's an obvious question that should have bothered everyone. For the look in people's faces didn't bother anybody. So now, there should be an obvious answer that everyone should be able to come up with, which doesn't, on Ala Makom, no one's coming up with it. Okay, we shall get there. Okay, weiter. Let's go further. That is how, when you, the problem with Rishonim, they talk in a very concentrated, terse way. It's not a shmuzerai. But you have to pull out from what they're saying, what it is that they're saying. He called one of the other mandama. I'm not going into that. The mandama disagrees with Tosfos. That's an error finish. Right, Reb Shimon or Yom HaFarish. So Tosfos has solved all his problems. So then he comes to a Rav Reb Shimon. Reb Shmaya. Okay. Whoever the man was. And this is an idea that's quoted by all Rishonim. It was a real possibility. What does he say? He has a svek svek, a kain svek svek. Now let me just back up for a second. There's Tosfos and Ksubas Daftes Amar Aleph. Most people in high school, for whatever reason, learn Ksubas Daftes. I never understood it. But anyway, they do. You learn in high school Ksubas Daftes Amar Aleph. You learn about svek svek. What is the classic svek svek? Man finds his wife's not a psula, so maybe it was before the Eris, and maybe it was after the Eris. Maybe it was Ba'onis, maybe it's Baratzim. Sovak Tachta, Sovak Ainat Tachta. Sovak Ba'onis, Sovak Baratzim. Now, Then we have a different idea. The Tosafot talks about Svek Svek and Mishem Echad. You can always multiply Svek. Well, how can you multiply Svek? Maybe it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before yesterday, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, maybe it was 5 weeks ago. The answer is no difference in yesterday, day before. It has to be an independent, two independent Svekas. Now the Shach has a klal. Now you have to be careful with the Shach's klal. Telling you because one of my bachurim asked, so Shach's klal, Svek Svek has to be mishapech. You can switch it around. How do you know two independent? You can ask one without asking the other. Okay. But the idea is that the Shach is talking about, that is not a halacha, it's a test when it is b'shem echad and not b'shem echad. Okay. Now, he says, I go by rov tzdadim, it's like a svek svek. For instance, in the case of the woman who turns out not to be a psula. So there are four possibilities. What are the four possibilities? That it happened for the Erison. And either then it was the onus of Baratzon. It's not really relevant then. Maybe it's not relevant then. But then there are two possibilities. It happened after the Erison. It was either by onus or Baratzon. So it's three or four possibilities. Only one possibility is she's also. If after the Yerusin, it was Beratzon. So one could interpret every Svek Sveika that way. But we're showing them very careful. It's similar to a Svek Sveika. It's not exactly like a Svek Sveika. There are many Acharonim who want to say every Svek Sveika is Rav Tzdadim. So holy Ishman Svek Svek. Now, the reason we can't go into Svek Svek, if you want to see what Svek Svek is, take a look at Yoredeya Semikuf Yud and see the Shach has, like, I think, 75 kolam in Svek Svek. The Grove has around 45 kolam in Svek Svek. Et cetera. It's one of the most complicated inyanim at all. Okay, so we're just... You take three possibilities, you go by the row of possibilities, just like you would do in a Svek Svek. That is, he says, okay. But it has to be real possibilities, where there is a difference in the possibilities. Just like in a Svek Svek. You can't have Svek Svek in Mishem Echad. So what is it? I have a Chesofek. It's 49, it's 50 or 51. But another stuff, maybe it's 48, 47, 46, 45, maybe it's 51, 52, 53, 54, no. There's no difference between 49, 48, 47. That's all one suffix. Because they're all the same. 51, 52, 53, it's all one issue. So there are three different logical possibilities. So Tosis is telling us a massive Chiddush. A massive Chiddush. In Mechitza, it's not a big problem. Because in Mechitza, there are very clear Gemaras that Omei Berubal Paras 51% Mechitza, not 51% Mechitza. It's 100. 49% Mechitza, not 49% Mechitza. It's 0. 50% Mechitza, 50% Mechitza. And the Machloka says, is 50% Mechitza good enough? Or you need 100% Mechitza. So when he says in, so these are two separate halachos. One halacha of kulo and one halacha of mechitza. But comes along, tells us, and equates mechitza with shchita. So now what is Tosis telling us? Even if I'll say mechitza, mechitza, karov, there's going to be a difference between a 50%, there's a 50% shchita and a 51% shchita. That is a massive, massive chiddush we're getting from Tosfos about what Shechita is all about. Now, then, all Rishonim quote this. And no one jumps away to say, what's it, if we say 50, 50 and 51 is all the same, no one says that. What do? They try to wonder, is Tosfos a klal or klal? They wonder, how do we pass in there? Because Tosfos is saying, what is Tosfos saying? Reb Shmaya, Tosfos had a problem. He had, do we see from our Gemara, Epshalot Samson or Epshalot Samson? He began what? He says, Na'alochi, Epshalot Samson. Comes along the Gemara in Erevin, it would seem to say, Epshalot Samson. So Tosfos strains that out. Comes along Rav Shmaya and says, no, we the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Sukkah don't prove Epshalot Samson. We paskin Epshalot Samson. All right, so what about Mechtzel Mechtzel? So what is happening, everything is revolving around how do we paskin? Epshalot Samson or Epshalot Samson? He says, now he has another problem. If so, in the case of Erevin, it will work even Doraisa. Since Shechita, when we're talking about Shechita, what is it? It's a Doraisa. So, why is the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Hei Amid Bey say it only works the Rabbanon? What is in back of Rav Shmaya's mind? Very simple. If I take the simple Gemara there in Bechoros, like the Rambam did, the Gemara ends up in Bechoros Tanakama and Rabbi Loza. Bechoros Tanakama and Rabbi Loza is what? Bechoros Tanakama and Rabbi Loza. So normally, how will we paskin? Yochem v'Rabbam, Alochem v'Rabbam, Stam v'Achkach Bechoros. But then Tosfos said, no, I see from our Gemara that Epshalot Samson comes along with Shmaya and says, no, you can interpret our Gemara even Epshalot Samson and go back to Paskening the Gemara and Bechoros, Epshalot Samson. See exactly what's happening there. Why? He says, now I don't have to. Now, Rav Shmaya, what bothered Rav Shmaya? What bothered Rav Shmaya is Tosfos' entire Chiddush Nifla. That if you have a Sofek Sheyochel Hisbara, what is Tosfos's massive Chiddush? You have a Sofek, Yochel Hasbara. So, since it's a Milsa de Losh Richo, and the Rabbonon, Tirch Yoseva, you don't have to check. I don't like that. Where you can check, you always have to check. We're still going to have a problem from Treif. Bain according to Tosfos, or Bain according to Mishra. I don't like that. If you can check, you have to check. No such thing, you don't have to check. That's what bothered him. So he's coming to say, no. You see from the Gemara in Erevin that Epshalot Samson. Because the Gemara has three possibilities. Ayin Shechita. So he says, no. He says, but wait one second. Has he been too sick? So he says, in Shechita, I go three possibilities. Right? And I'm marked there even a derisa. In Mechitzas, three possibilities. Omer Kaparetz, three possibilities. Matur derais. In Mavoi, I have three possibilities. It's 3.9, it's 4, or it's 4.1. 3.9 is good, 4 is no good, 4.1 is good. So why in the world would Marseille tell the Rabbana? He's been too successful. He's taken the Lashon of the Gemara, see what's happening in the Shaka Vatari of the Sugya. He says what? The Gemara says I have three possibilities. Why three possibilities? Check. So any kind of the three possibilities. Means you can't check. He takes the pashtus of the sugya. Three possibilities you can't check. And three possibilities you can't check. The pashtus of the sugya, Yevshalot Samson. And not, but wait 1 second. Gemara is only matter because of Safek Rabbanan. He's matter shpita with Safek Derais. He's matter mechitzas, Safek Derais. Two successes. Okay, so let's see what he says. What does he say? He leaves it up to us to say. I said the problem with these people, they've understood things with a lot of clarity. And they put down what something, and what was super clear, they didn't fill in. We have to fill in the line. We have to fill in between the lines. Avakasha, the mashma of the subject the rise have it also. Mishum Kshosh Shemahin Shog. Avagav the Ahmed no official part no have a shog. Alkan Shaya few beats with the rise. Jehetam also Yotsman. Gabe Pid Porat's comment. Him came by Higlechi, if you have a talk to rise at Tish. He asked the question. When nearly the Ika Otsum Mech and Shema Chesamos Enimutsum Tsumbol, the Porat's Maruba Logi, Nido Mishum Lech. Okay. I have to begin. I measured 8, and then I measured 4. Who said the 8 was so accurate? So I don't have Rov Stodom there. So what do I have? Four possibilities. And 2 and 4. 2 and 4, fine. It's Safek Rabbanan. Not 2 of 3, it's 2 of 4. 2 of 4, what do you do? Safek Rabbanan. 2 of 4, Safek Rabbanan, what happens? Safek Rabbanan lock. Okay. I will clutch the Perusha. Okay, now. He bumps in. This, I've tried to make this Tosfos very clear. It should be very clear how he's going. We're going to get into what it's going to tell us about Shechita. Because what he has said is a massive, massive, massive Chiddush about Shechita. That even if I say Mechza, Mechza, Karov, there's going to be two types of Shechita. Shechita of Mechza and Shechita of Rov. Because just like there's no if, 49 and 48, 47, 46 are all the same. 51, 52, 53 are all the same. So apparently 50 and 51 are not all the same. Otherwise he only has two possibilities. Not three possibilities. And we'll see the Rishon and Erevin spell that out much more clearly. So this is where... Why I figured if we're going to try to understand Shechita. Okay. So then he asks a kasha. But before we go on to the kasha, I just want to read a Gemara Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph for you to put into your brains as you're thinking, hopefully. The Gemara had the two dots. So we have, the Gemara says, Rov Echad Ba'Of. Tina chad zimma, ruba shel echad kamohu. Okay. Amr Boshi, chad b'chulin v'chad b'kodshin. They're two separate mishnayasin. Why do I need two separate mishnayasin? One for chulin and one for kodshin. V'tzich. I need the e ashmin and chulin. If I had said chulin, hotzum the sagil of a ruba and chulin, rob is good enough. Why? Shum de lav hudam hutzach. I don't need dam. I will call shum de lav hutzach. I should do the whole thing. Because that we saw previously I need a shkita hamotzi dam. V'yashmin in kodshim mishum de l'dam hu tzorch. Avuchulun de l'dam lo tzorch. Eim eva pal gosaki. I would say 50 is enough. I don't need rov. So why is the Gemara going back? And going back to the idea of what? That maybe 50. It dropped it. It's going back to 50 again. Komash for one. Hai b'chum, hai b'kodshim. I need a real rov. Amar of Kahana, Mestaber, Reisha b'chulin, Vesev b'kodshim. Mimai. Tane hashoch, Vesav k'dach, Reisha b'kodshim, Hamolik m'boile. My save b'kodshim, Shkitosuk cherim, Vesav m'boile. Adi salak m'behemet, Tane nam, Shkitosuk cherim. El Reisha, okay. Michte al ofkoi, Vesav k'dach, b'kodshim, Hamolik m'boile. Okay. So take a look in Rashi. Rashi tells us a my rov echot, rov kol echot, echot. My name is Rashi says like this. The damu tzorch lezrika melikosuk sheirim boyle. Va'ofi boyle the misne melikosuk sheir. V'hadol listne yabehemish kitosuk sheir. Lokash gabe hadodit ki chitzolim mebehem and nokat shchit. Reisha kitana hashoche mechta ba'ofi koy. Ubo hischil, horos echisomach v'shchita ba'ov kodshim hamolik meboy. The only thing you shchita in an oven kodshim is only a malika. My rov echad rov kol echad ve'echad lo gasin el lo psikole. V'tana milsed the mishtame v'travayu. Something that, what is it? Something that implies both kodshim and cholim. My rov kol echad ba'ov k'sheir heichi de sage b'chad no chatos have a rubo. What's the name? Works word. Kakulo. Rashi spilled the beans here. The din of rov is what? Rubo kakulo. Echid the boy tarti, have a rov kolechid kakulo. So Rashi is telling us, where I need one simon is rov echid kamo, where I need two simon, and rov two simon is kakulo. Well, that's the whole story. And Rashi is going back to what he said in Dov Chav Zayin, that the lechatchila of shechting two simonim in an oath, that's a drabono. But otherwise, okay, it's a rubo kakulo. So Rashi has here, we have to see how everyone else learns here. Okay, but let's go. Okay, that is, you go. Okay, so Rashi has told us very, very clearly that the maskana of the Gemara is that I need rubo kakulo. So when the halacha l'moshe miSinai was stated, but now just keep in mind, there is a Gemara in Nazir. How do you know b'chol haTorah kula ruba kakula v'gilach hazosh haNazir? So then I have a very big question. So why do I need halacha l'moshe miSinai here of Rav? I know ruba kakula. Shchot Ruba. But Rashi has told us very clearly, Ruba Kukula. And when Rashi has told us back on the Yuches Hamad Aleph, that was Rabbi, what's the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Ruba Kukula. Wait a second. Rashi has told us also on Daf Lamed, what? That psak halacha, it's a suffix to take whether we pass my rovos or rabbon, whether Rashi told us here on Choptes that the reason the maskana of the Gemara is you need rov anir leinayim is what that I need ruva kakulo And Rashi has said here on Daf Yud Ches, the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanan is what? Ruba Kukulu or not? And Rashi has told us on Daf Chof Aleph, I have to shech the entire siman, L'chatchila Dorais. And Rashi has told us, Lama Ramad Beis, and Psak Halacha, it's a Sofek, whether we paskin like who, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda or the Rabbanan. It doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. Okay. Now, but so, according to Rashi, I'd understand what Tosfos is talking about. That 50, if I shech 50, it's a hetero of a Maitzah Shechita. And if I shech 51, it is a din and ruba kakua. Two different types of being mata the animal. We might have to mean it. We'll have to see. But we have to put this whole picture together in Rashi. And I already told it to you how to do it. But now that Rashi has already told us it's ruba kakua very, very clearly here, then there's another Rashi. See if you can understand the sugya. See if you don't understand the sugya. On Avnun Amid Beis. What happens is you have a hernia. And the problem is it's a very bad hernia. And the stomach is bulging out of the hernia. When it becomes a treif. So, and all sorts of how bad the trefa is. So, the Gemara says, how, what is the shear of it? Is kisela like a coin or rov? If the bosa, rov ha bosa covers the keres, the intestines, okay, it's the whole sugya there. So Rashi tells me, no, we already know when the word rov is used in trefa, it's rov anir leinayim. And there are two shiurim in rov, generally. There's miut and rov. Rashi and Afnur Amid Beis, at the bottom, you'll see if you can go through the sugya easily, do it. If you can't, I'll read it through it. It's because rubo, whenever you have rov in trefis, it's rubo kakulo. So according to Rashi, now I understand. What did Abaye tell Rava? Abaye told Rava, listen, there's no such thing as a shear of Rav. There's only a shear of Ruba Kukuru. How it works in the Talmud Chomer? Figure it out. We'll tell you. And therefore, when Rava agrees to Abaye, he says, the whole thing is wrong. There's no such thing as a shir rov in Shechita. In Shechita l'chol pochus. What is it? Every time the Torah gives a shir rov, it means ruba kakula. You take the whole thing, but work that. You have work to do. See how it all fits together in one Rashi. And of course, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, and then fit that in with how we explain Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanon into one sheet. And that, and there's a Sofek and Psak. Even though everyone holds Ruba Kukula. That is not the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanon. It's not the machlokes because Malika. I have to shech the entire thing. L'chatchila. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying there's a din kulo. There's a din Ruba Kukula. Everyone agrees. Rabbanon is a psul b'meir bas. So why does he say b'ol kakula? Okay, that we'll have to understand. And finishing off Tosfos, be careful. But then take a look. The Rashman, the Ritva, here in an Erevin, to understand what the Rabbi Shmaya is saying, and it's what bothers me is the implications for Shechita. What are the implications for Shechita? How does it all work? Thank you.